Welcome to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hello, friends and followers. It's Jeremy Osterberger here with BIC Magazine. I'm so excited to be at Exxon Beaumont here for the startup, the first day startup of Blade, the new refinery expansion here in Beaumont. I'm joined by Rosina Dindy, refinery manager. Rosina, how are we doing?
We're doing absolutely fantastic. This is the largest U.S. expansion in almost a decade, and it's 250,000 barrels a day crude oil capacity right here, Southeast Texas. And so it's an amazing day for our employees. It's an amazing day for our project team that have brought this to life. And it's actually very remarkable for us to be able to bring a project to life that is providing more transportation fuels for families everywhere.
You know, you just nailed it, Rosina, the demand. Talk about that demand and what this facility fills for that demand.
Yes, so if you kind of just step back, when we started this construction project back in 2019, you remember we went through a pandemic and we continued to invest in this project even in the market downturn. What we see now is the demand has recovered, and then we're doing our part to add on more supply in the marketplace to bring on more diesel so that our kids, how to get to school and making sure those school buses have plenty of diesel to run on, or our food that go to the grocery stores on the 18-wheelers, that they're actually able to get there with the more diesel supply we have in the marketplace.
So, Rosina, behind us, of course, is the Blade expansion. We also have the traditional refinery, the existing refinery not far. Talk about those barrels per day. You know, what's produced existing? You talked about the 250 that Blade adds. So what are we talking about as far as total capacity?
Yes. So our total capacity would be over 630,000 barrels a day. Blade represents about a 65% expansion to our current facility here. And it makes us incredibly proud about the amount of diesel and also gasoline that we'll be able to provide to the marketplace as well.
So I want to get into a little bit of some technical questions, Rosina. How about the crude slate here at Blade? Is it different from the existing facility?
So we're bringing in Permian crude from our upstream, and you know that we have out west Texas Permian crude that actually comes in. We'll be going into this fine crude unit here and processing it, and that's making more diesel and gasoline as well.
So that's the focus, more diesel and also gasoline, jet fuel as well.
Exactly, exactly. Perfect, Jeremy.
All right, I'm trying. So let's talk a little more about the technology. What makes Blade so unique?
Yes, so before any steel even hit the ground, we were already using technology, 3D simulations. This allowed our operators to be able to do virtual reality of what does the unit look like, what does the equipment specifications are, how they're able to troubleshoot ahead of time, and start even process planning for maintenance work ahead of time. So that was before the project and steel hit the ground. Over here we have catalyst that is a part of our furnace unit here that was reducing NOx emissions. And so it's being very selective on the catalyst and making sure we have much reduced emissions by using that technology. And then other catalysts you can't see that removes impurities from diesel and gasoline.
Rosina, you talked about when this project was announced, when it started, 2019, you had COVID. Give me some lessons learned. And you've been doing this for 24 years at Exxon, right? So what were your major lessons learned throughout this project?
Well, first of all, always keep safety first and making sure we're doing it in an environmentally responsible manner. The second part of this is that as a company, having a strategy that we're going to continue to invest and remember that demand is going to recover has been, I say, tremendous, and one that we are able to say on this day that we're bringing more supply to the market and adding on this additional 250,000 barrels a day of crude capacity.
And Rosina, for everyone to understand, you had about 1,700 contractors.
Yes.
As far as building this site, getting it there, and about how many kind of permanent roles will be operating Blade?
Yes, so we have about 50 permanent roles that'll be operating Blade. But going back to even your 1,700 contractors, for the local community and what this actually does for Southeast Texas to keep thriving as an economy, we've invested about $500 million locally, whether it's through contractors, subcontractors, and supplier, into this local market here.
It's incredible. And so some of those 50 permanent roles, talk a little bit about that. Everything from what engineers, process techs, who all do you need, and what kind of job titles are going to fill these roles here?
Yeah, so we've already had them hire, and they've been here and a part of the project. We have process technicians that are a part of the project. We have mechanic craftsmen that are a part of the project. We have great engineers that are a part of this actual project, application engineers, as well as inspectors. So we have a full suite of process, mechanical, technical specialists that are a part of this project, as well as environmental specialists as well. So we're very excited. And then our emergency response team that also supports the project.
Rosina, what an exciting day. It's hard for me to ask this because it's like, hey, it's the first day of startup, but what is the bigger picture for Exxon Beaumont? What does the future look like?
The future is absolutely bright. So with this, we're intending to continue to invest, I say, here in the local marketplace. It's pretty exciting to be one of the largest refineries in the U.S., and it's right here in Beaumont. We're also providing a lot of economic opportunity for having this particular project here. And if I was to step back, we, as a Beaumont area operations, provide basically, we generate 1 in 7 jobs here in the community. So every new job we create, the 50 we just talked about, it generally generates 1 in 7 jobs in the broader Beaumont community. And so we're pretty proud of that as well.
You know, Rosina, we just had such a fun time tracking this project. You know, of course, our interview with Gene Weber a few years ago in the middle of construction. We came out here near the end, just in the fall. And we're just so grateful that you had us out here for the startup. It's an exciting time. Congratulations to you and your team.
Yes, so thank you. And I also want to thank, the city of Beaumont, the Jefferson County, and all of those that have truly, the Beaumont Independent School District, and as well as the support also for the local port. Our success is basically a shared success, and the collaboration from all of those groups has been phenomenal. And to our community and community partners, for them supporting us the entire way has been nothing but phenomenal. And our workforce is incredibly proud, as well as we're proud of our project team of bringing this remarkable project to life. And so we're very excited for it.
Rosina, thank you so much for your time. We know you're busy.
Thank you, Jeremy, and thank you for coming here today on such a momentous occasion.
Incredible. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and resources. BIC Magazine's Inside Industry Podcast is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.